This week, we're wrestling with tough questions and looking to the Bible for answers. And I'm not sure I got a question that is shorter or maybe more difficult to answer than this one. Are Catholics going to heaven? We might add to that question, are all Lutherans going to heaven? Or are all Baptists or Presbyterians or Buddhists or Muslims or agnostics? Who's in and who is out according to Jesus? Now, whenever I answer that question in a Bible class, I kind of draw a picture, so I need you to visualize this with me. I want you to picture a circle, and everyone who is saved is inside the circle. You know, picture little stick people who are all living inside the circle. Everyone whom Jesus has saved is inside the circle, and everyone who is not saved is outside of it. So how do you get inside the circle? Is it by joining a church? You know, if you sign up and take a membership class and you become Catholic or become Lutheran, or if you're in the wrong denomination, are you kicked outside the circle? Well, that's where the ovals come in. All right, can you visualize this? Here's the circle. I want you to envision an oval, some of it that goes inside the circle and some of it that's outside of it. And let's imagine that that's the Catholic Church or the Lutheran Church or the Baptist Church. And there's all these different denominations intersecting with the circle. It's my way of saying that there are some Lutherans who are inside the circle, who are saved and have a right relationship with God, and there's some who aren't. There's some Catholic people that I've met that, talking to them, I'm pretty sure they believe the right thing in Jesus to be saved, and I've met many who don't. So the question is not necessarily, are you Catholic or are you Lutheran? All those questions do matter in the end. But the question, are you inside the circle? So I suppose I should answer, how do you get inside the circle? Well, the Bible has two answers to that question. The first comes from the book of Hebrews chapter 10, and it reminds us of the importance of something called repentance. Repentance is where you essentially feel sorrow over your sin. You might struggle with sin, you might battle with sin, you might even be ignorant about all the things that are sin or aren't, but the stuff that you know, you try to fight because you actually do love God and you want to serve Him. And so the book of Hebrews chapter 10 says, if we deliberately keep on sinning, after we've received the knowledge of the truth, there is no sacrifice for our sins. In other words, if you know what's wrong and you just do it and do it and you plan to do it and you don't care, I don't care what church you belong to, you're not inside the circle. You have to repent of sin. But there's something else, and it's called faith. I love in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, the Apostle Paul says, "It is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God." So who's inside the circle? The people who have faith in the grace of God, who trust that it's not because they're good or because they're fighting so hard, but because Jesus was so good that He gave them this gift. Anyone who believes that they are going to heaven as a pure gift from God is inside the circle. Now, thankfully, there's a whole lot of churches that open the Bible, that read it, that talk about Jesus, that give us the chance to hear that message and move inside the circle. But that's the most important thing of all. So don't put your confidence in your denomination. Don't put your hope in the fact that you went to some church or this church or that church last Sunday. The real question is, do you repent of your sin and do you trust that Jesus did everything to make you right with God? That's how a person gets saved. That's how we get inside the circle. Let's pray. Dear God, it would be a lie and a deception for us to think that because we belong to a church, that we belong to your family. I know the devil's been using organized religion in that way as a deception to trick people into thinking they're okay when they're not. And so I pray that your word would lead us to a deep conviction and repentance of sin, that we would fight sin and hate sin and put it to death, even though we're so drawn to it, so attracted, even though we stumble so often, God, help us to be truly repentant people. And even more, God, help us to be people that trust in Jesus, that trust that He finished all the payment that was needed for sin, that He lived a perfect life for us, that He died on the cross to make us clean, that He is the one and only Savior. He's all that we need. God, work repentance and faith in our heart that we can be saved and we can celebrate with all of your people all around the world, wherever they might worship this upcoming Sunday. We pray this all in His beautiful saving name. Amen.